tight friends, Rubes. They're everywhere, and they come out of the woodwork when you're buying pizzas, cartons of beer, or you're standing there and there's that uncomfortable silence when you're at the counter. Oh, I haven't got the $2.50. And you know when you haven't got $2.50 and you automatically expect your mate to get it for you? And then there's silence coming back. They're not saying anything.
Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible.
It is terrible. Brendan from Redbank, have you got a terrible friend?
Brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law, did you say?
Yeah, brother-in-law. Look, when we go out to dinner, okay, yeah, that's a little bit different than going and picking up a carton of booze or something like that. You go out to dinner and he's always the one that when it comes, like, let's say the bill's $125, five people, we'll just split it.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, hang on, I didn't have any of the garlic bread.
Oh,
I hate that.
And he's always like, oh yeah, but hang on a second, but you had the large helping and I only had the entree.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Honestly, I look at these people and I think they'd have the first $10 they ever made, I reckon.
Yeah.
He's a classic.
But it's the brain process, I think, that, you know, they're sitting there thinking about it when they should be socialising with their friends and family, you know, or whoever, their mates or whatever, but they're sitting there thinking about, oh, well, I had the small. It's just funny.
You can see the brains ticking over and even halfway through the meal where you just go and pinch a prawn off him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, but you took one off my plate.
Just to rub it in.
$1.50 beer, mate.
That's good on you, Brenno. Thanks for your call, mate. We appreciate it. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Roops.
Very funny.
3813149. Call us with tight people you know.
I've got to tell you a really funny thing. Mum and Dad are a bit like this, right? Mm. Now, Dad, if they go out to dinner, Dad's paying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mum orders whatever she wants. Oh, goes
get
crazy.
Double love. Get double
and
love.
And Dad never, ever would he complain.
No.
Only to me on the quiet. He'll say, you know, eyes are bigger than its belly.
But, right, okay.
But if mum's the one that has to come good with the cash,
yeah,
well, that's another story altogether.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, do you really want to have that? Or do you want to... Why don't we just have something a little lighter?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, Pammy.
David is on the phone. Dave, tell us your story about your tight friend.
Yeah, I've had a friend of mine. He paid for his mother's funeral and give him a bounce check.
No!
Oh, no!
Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever heard, David.
Yeah, so yeah, he bounced the check. He knew there was no money in the bank, but he wanted the hero status of paying for his mother's funeral.
Funeral?
Oh.
So he wrote the check out, but it bounced.
Oh, no. What did they do?
Well, they took him to court and charged him, and they had to pay it off, then he did.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
fair
okay.
enough.
All right.
Jeez, imagine that.
Jeez, I'm pleased they did that and didn't say, well, you know, they're going to have to come up.
We're not going to... Yeah, we're not burying the old lady, tell you.
The days are in.
Jeez, they probably would have got it paid real quick if they did say that, though. Dave, that is a very tight friend.
It's a worry.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Yeah, have a good day.
Good on
you,
buddy.
You, Dave.
Yes, the Ruby and Dave Show. Call us with your tight mates, 3813199. The Ruby and Dave Show.